Sheriff Orvis Campbell says Tuscarawas County authorities will hold a press conference today to discuss the deaths of a Holmes County man and his 4-year-old son. The body of the 45-year-old man was pulled from Atwood Lake Sunday morning. Investigators said the man intentionally drowned himself. Saturday morning, a woman reportedly drove a golf cart into the lake with 4 of her children as passengers. 4-year-old boy was pulled from the lake Saturday evening near a dock at the Marina West. A 15-year-old daughter and twin 18-year-old sons got out of the water on their own. Campbell says the children's mother was hospitalized after statements she made about conversing with God. Charges were filed against a 77-year-old North Canton man after a Saturday night incident. The man was accused of firing several shots outside a restaurant at Washington Square. There's no indication about why the shooting took place. The suspect was located in his car, in which police found a rifle and a handgun matching the one described by witnesses at the scene. No one was hurt. Charges include aggravated menacing, discharging a firearm, and inducing panic. No other details were released. An Emishillen Township man who allegedly sexually assaulted a young girl has been formally charged with the crime. The Starr County Grand Jury indicted 56-year-old Everett Steed on 3 counts of rape and 2 counts of gross sexual imposition. Steed is jailed on $150,000 bond. The alleged activity occurred from January 2004 until August 2009. The indictment states the child was 6 at the time. Steed was arraigned Friday in common pleas court. Man accused in a violent assault in Canton is behind bars. 49-year-old William Harvey of Canton arrested Thursday. He was wanted on a warrant charging him with felonious assault for an August 11th incident. Harvey allegedly used a chair to hit a 58-year-old Canton man in the head. Police say the incident occurred in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast. Court records state the victim suffered several broken bones. Harvey was arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. A Columbiana County judge has sentenced a man who pleaded guilty to child pornography to 33 years in prison. Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam handed down the punishment to 64-year-old Barry Stevens of Salem. He pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. As part of his sentence, Stevens must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. He was arrested after a search warrant was executed at his home in February 2024. More than 2,000 images and videos were found on Stevens' computer of children engaging in sex acts. Steubenville Highway Patrol Post is investigating a single-vehicle crash that claimed the life of a 12-year-old girl Saturday afternoon. The incident occurred on Old Smyrna Road near Route 800 in Freeport Township, Harrison County. According to the patrol, a utility vehicle veered off the roadway and struck a ditch near the victim's residence. The girl was transported to the Southeastern Ohio Regional Medical Center in Cambridge, where she was pronounced dead. A 14-year-old female passenger was treated for minor injuries. Authorities believe unsafe speed is a contributing factor in the crash. It's off to prison for a Ravenna man who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges. A federal judge sentenced 47-year-old Daniel Robertson to more than 10 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty in May to receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Robertson downloaded and shared sexually explicit photos and videos from March to December 2024. Federal agents found the material on electronic devices after a search warrant was executed at his home in December. Robertson was also ordered to serve 10 years probation and pay more than $17,000 in restitution. Federal judges sentenced 2 women for having fake forms of identification. 39-year-old Emilith Noemi Briceno Rodriguez and 33-year-old Dikla Perez Rodriguez pleaded guilty in May to possession of a fraudulent permanent resident card. They were each sentenced to 2 months in prison. Briceno Rodriguez will surrender to immigration to customs enforcement for deportation. Warren police found the woman sleeping in a car at a convenience store on Parkman Road February 17th. Both had bogus permanent resident cards. Schools in Ohio back in session as students face new classes, teachers, and recently approved cell phone restriction. Each public school must now prohibit student cell phone use during instructional hours. The law directs schools to promote limited student phone use during the day and reduce cell phone-related distractions in classroom settings. Governor Mike DeWine approved the measure as part of the state's 2-year operating budget. Students will still be allowed to use their phones for learning. Health concerns deemed appropriate by the school are when included in their individualized education program. DeWine long supported the cell phone restriction, signing a similar bill into law last year. requiring districts to implement policies to limit students' use of cell phones.